Welcome to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. Today, we're going to be answering some questions about us. So I was hit with this from the wolf and kind of got confused because obviously, you know, we kind of shy away from actually keeping up with social media. I think we answer our email account maybe once a week if we're lucky. And there's been some stuff that has came into our email account and through social media and all that good stuff that we figured, hey, we need to take a minute, step back, and go ahead and kind of catch up on some of these questions that everybody's got for us.
Actually, that's not true because I go into our email account daily and I read the email messages and then I do that mark as unread thing because I don't want to deal with it. And then hopefully when you log in once a week, you'll be like, oh my goodness, this message is 6 days old. I need to deal with it. And then hopefully you take care of it.
Oh, okay. Well, so I learned something new today.
No, you didn't. I told you this last week.
Well, I don't remember that.
Okay. As our listening numbers have inexplicably... How do you say that word? Inexplicably. How many syllables has that got?
That's
that
way too many syllables.
Inexplicably.
Inexplicably?
Inexplicably. No, there's no bab in there, is there?
How about we don't know why?
Unknown to us, our listening numbers have increased greatly over the last couple of months.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, and we've got a lot more emails in. I know we kind of mention our email address like every two or three episodes on the podcast.
When we remember to
actually mention it. But no, we've actually ended up with a lot of questions across the last few months. Now, I've actually been writing them down. Should have probably used Notepad or something, but I've been writing them down. And
these aren't technical questions, right?
No.
Because, okay, good. Because we wouldn't be able to answer those.
No. Well, the funny thing is, given some of the demographic these questions have come from, they'd be better off answering the technical questions than we would, because I think they're more likely to fill up the demographic of the IT helpline.
Oh, okay.
Let's not go there. But anyway, right. No, so I got, I think I had 43 or 44 questions. So what I've done.
Well, hang on. 43 or 44 questions. That's way too many. That's like 41 too many.
Yeah, I've knocked it down to 10 questions each.
Oh, okay.
Right. And I try to put it in like what you would be best to answer in, especially as given some of them had your name and. Oh. Demanded an answer. Actually, people asking questions to OG seem very angry in asking the questions for some reason.
I accept that.
Yeah, they're just like, they almost demand an answer. And it's right. Like, I don't know what, but, if you don't answer it, what the outcome is going to be. But generally, the questions aimed towards me, where they mention my name, it's kind of pretty soft. But there's a lot of people angry at you.
Do you think they're angry because I haven't answered these questions?
No, I just think...
Or they're just generally angry at me?
Well, actually, I think during the course of these questions, you're going to kind of see quite why they are angry at you. You've annoyed some people in some countries, some fans of certain animals.
I think I might know where this
you
is
know
going.
You know exactly so, where it's going, mate.
So... Yeah. So how are we gonna handle this? I know you've printed out these questions, but how are we gonna work our way through this?
Well, I figured like if we ask each other one question each, which was specifically asked, as in your name or my name was mentioned in the question, then we'll just go through these top 20 like this.
Okay.
And I apologize to the other like 22, 23 questions. I actually ended up deleting all of those. I'd made this list, so they're never going to be answered, those questions.
Okay, out of curiosity, were there any duplicates?
Some similar ones, yeah.
Okay, so can we, in full disclosure, say, hey, there might have been like the same kind of question asked, and you might have combined that a little bit?
Well, yeah, there were four Canadians who specifically wanted to ask you a question. So I've amalgamated those into one question.
Okay, and now I know where this is going. So this is going to be bad for me. Okay.
Right.
Par for the course for me. That's fine.
I figured the people want to know. So, you know, before
Wait, who goes first? Because now you're pushing this piece of paper in front of me. Who goes first? Do I ask you first or are you asking me first? Do we flip a coin or...
Well, what are we supposed to do? Who's first in the alphabet? Wolf. Shepherd, you're first in the alphabet, so ask me.
Oh, okay. So I'm going first.
Yeah,
okay.
Go on then.
And by the way, based off the fact of you giving me this list the way you did, we're protecting the anonymity of some of these people. I think it's more asking towards me. I get that.
No, I have most of their names and their email addresses, actually.
Well, obviously we have their email addresses, but we're not going to mention them is my point right now.
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe we might. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe we shouldn't. We spent all our money on pizza.
We did.
So, okay. All right. Question number one. Oh, you know what?
You better put that pen back.
I've got a pen. So I'm going to check these off as I ask you.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm never allowed a writing utensil. I'm rarely afforded even a piece of paper.
Yeah,
so,
go on.
All right. So question number one for the wolf.
Yep.
Do you miss England?
No. Well, actually, that's not entirely true. There's a few things I miss about England. I miss some of the food, like fish and chips. I miss that. Remember, we explained in like a recent podcast what fish and chips is.
But do you really miss fish and chips?
Yeah. English fish and chips, yeah.
But that's basically the only good English cuisine.
You say English, but I miss English curries, like all the Indians who moved there. Now, before you start crying tears, I mean, like all the Indians who moved to England after the Second World War, they set up all the, you know, curry restaurants, Indian restaurants, all that type stuff. Yeah, I miss going out really easily and just having a nice Indian cuisine, whereas over here you have to, you know, drive a little bit out your way, pay like four times as much as you would in England. You know, it's just not there. But no, I do miss some of the food. I miss a nice Greek kebab. You know, there's a few places here again which say they do it, but it's nowhere near as nice as I got in England. So yeah, the food, I do miss going to English football games because going to games over here is nowhere near the same.
Let's back up to food. So you miss Greek food in England because the Greek food in America is not as good as the Greek food in England.
Yeah.
But the moral of the story is you miss Greek food.
Yeah.
So you should actually go to Greece to eat the food.
Nah, they're not as good as doing it in Greece as they are in England, actually. Same thing with the Indian food, because in India, when they make the curries, they don't do the hot stuff, right? They don't do the Madras and the Vindaloos because it makes you dehydrated, and they don't necessarily all of the, villages or whatever in India, you get dehydrated. They're not necessarily always having the clean water, whereas in England you do, so they can get you all the hot curries and stuff, so you eat that. You don't get dehydrated because you just go home and drink out of the tap and stuff. Gotcha. So
follow up, and this is from me. This isn't from a listener. You know, the listener question was, do you miss England? Do you miss driving on the wrong side of the road?
No, because it was more like Mario Kart, I'll be honest with you. Because the roads in England, there's probably about 6 inches either side of your vehicle. And obviously your vehicle is a lot smaller because we drive like, I don't know, micro machines cars over there, right?
Well, compared to over here.
Yeah.
Where we've all got giant SUVs and pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Especially here in Texas.
So, no, I really don't. And I didn't actually drive that much in England because for the first part of my life, you know, I was playing professional soccer and I used my money a lot of the time to buy pizza and get taxis everywhere.
Yeah, but
I kind of moved over here, so I didn't really drive that much, to be honest with you.
But here's the problem, and I'm picturing this in England and maybe even certain cities or whatever in the United States. I mean, in Texas, you have to have a car. You got to drive around because everything's so far apart.
Yeah.
I'm guessing over there, there's a lot of spots you could probably walk to and everything. So a car is not as essential.
Not really. You had public transport where you wouldn't get stabbed on, which is a great benefit of like English public transport as opposed to American public transport.
I don't like public transportation.
Yeah, I wouldn't do any public transportation in the United States. I mean, I used to when I actually lived up in the Northeast, and you know, I went to Grand Central a lot in New York, and I'd catch that. It was kind of safe then now, I mean, I wouldn't really catch any public transport. In England, it was safe. I mean...
And that's that, but, what is it, the underground? That's that picture.
London Underground,
see.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people actually buy t-shirts
safe.
And
yeah,
everything. With it.
Yeah, that was pretty safe. But...
I mean, do you have a London Underground t-shirt?
No.
Because I would never
buy
the
tourists
like a...
only.
Well, yeah, I would never buy a New York subway t-shirt.
No.
Over to you.
Right, then.
My first question.
And I thought this was the best question, actually, for you. Oh. And this actually came from somebody in Lancaster in England.
Uh-oh.
To the shepherd, do you ride a horse to work?
Yes.
No, it doesn't mean making the horse work. Do you, like, climb on the back of the horse and use it as some type of vehicle to get to your working location?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Or
well,
no.
That's that one.
Right. No, I ride a motorcycle.
Have you ever owned
a horse? Which is a steel horse.
Have you ever owned a horse?
I have never owned a horse.
Has your dad owned a horse?
He has not.
Wow.
But I've ridden several horses. Had lots of friends growing up that had horses and everything. Of course, growing up in Texas, you have friends that do have horses. I can ride a horse very, very well.
That in a previous podcast.
I've been bucked off a horse. I've ridden horses that are broken. I've ridden horses that are not broken. I can ride a horse.
Right. But you currently do not ride
one
to
work. I do not currently own a horse.
All right. And well, that's answered that question from Michelle in Lancaster in England. So,
next question for you. Do English people really hate gingers?
Yeah. Well, it's not a case of hate. It's a case of absolute prejudice, which...
Is this kind of an anti-Irish thing?
No.
Just making sure.
Well, you remember, if you're growing up and you're like kindergarten, you know, elementary school type level or primary school, as we call it in England, you don't know all the history of where the gingers kind of came from, like the Celts. Celtics and all that stuff. So,
sure.
But now it's just, I think ginger is an offensive color. And so you naturally treat it as abhorrent. And so when you see a ginger kid, you're like, we have to avoid him or maybe point out the fact that he's ginger 3 or 4 times a day. So that's kind of, no, we don't hate gingers. We just, well, I mean, we know the fact that they don't have souls. I mean, even people in America know ginger people don't have souls.
Right. Right? That, no, that's a given.
Yeah. They don't have souls.
That's an internet based fact.
Yeah. So,
we all know that.
So, I mean, if you're an atheist, that means nothing. But if you're a Christian, that's quite a heavy deal.
What if you're agnostic?
Well, that means they believe in something, but not one specific religion. What's the agnostic thing again?
Well, yeah, but agnostics, how do they feel about gingers?
Well,
have they figured that out yet?
I don't know. If they're ginger themselves, I'm assuming they avoid the subject.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway, no, we don't hate them. We just kind of make fun of them. And it's unfair. I mean, you know, you get them. Even in England, with our limited sunlight, you know, the gingers burn pretty easy in the summer. Actually, it gets to about April and they're always, you know, having to apply the 120 SPF sun cream. You know, if they look out the window, then their eyes kind of like go partially blind and that type of stuff. So, you know, we don't treat them any differently other than they don't have souls, they burn easily, and they've got copper colored hair.
All right. Next one up for me.
This one is from Michael. Well, it says Michael. It might be pronounced Mikhail, actually, because he's in Lyon in France. It says, do you get heads up? He's got to have translated that. Do you get heads up the shepherd questions, or are you literally put on the spot?
Right, but hang on. Did this have to go through one of those Google Translate things?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think he's an English person living there, because nobody says that. Yeah. Okay. Do you get heads up for the Stump the Shepherd questions, or are you literally put on the spot?
I am literally put on the spot. God's honest truth, I have no idea when there's a Stump the Shepherd that comes up.
That's because normally I write it within 30 minutes of his broadcasting, so you don't even have a chance to check Google.
Right. And not only that, but, you know, you're prepping for the show and everything, and I'm over doing other stuff, and then it comes time to record. We hook everything up. You know, usually you give me maybe 30, 45 seconds to say, hey, this is what we're going to talk about. Yeah. We hit the record button, and then you say, oh, here comes the Stump the Shepherd questions. So So that is not me faking that. I literally have no clue of the Stump the Shepherd questions.
It doesn't help that I ask questions that cannot be answered by conventional science, like, does Bigfoot poop in the woods? We don't know.
He does.
Well, again, that's one of the Stump the Shepherd questions.
Yeah, where, but he does.
Yeah. Cryptozoology, that's got to be a future podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, probably so.
We've avoided it, although we talked about the Yeti and Bigfoot, and we talked about the Loch Ness Monster. We've got some UFO stuff coming up. I think we do need to talk about cryptozoology, because you know what? We've got like literally 30 emails on that since that episode where we mentioned that.
Are those the ones, one of our early ones,
the What Do We Believe thing.
Yeah.
We've got 30 emails or questions people wanting to know about cryptozoology.
Okay, so was that one of those deals? Because you have all those little folders on the side of our email account.
Yeah.
And I don't go into that. Is that what you're doing? You're just kind of punting stuff
over? Yeah, I'm trying
to
divide. But you see the 28 unread ones? Yeah, that's all on cryptozoology on that.
No, well, it's difficult for me to read sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
So next question for you. Are you as sarcastic in real life as you are on the podcast? And this comes from Janelle.
The Belgian girl who followed me on Facebook. Yeah, no. Yeah, I am. But I've got this feeling that there's a lot of college students who have suddenly started following us and listening to our podcast. And every time I say, you know, and last year when you said in the age of COVID, I think they drink every time they hear that. And so we're responsible for getting a lot of underage college students drunk, which wouldn't be the first time in our career.
Yeah. But, so there's a secret wolf and the shepherd drinking game.
There is a drink. I've got two emails and I had one comment, one instant message actually on my Instagram. And I actually think, yeah, there's this underground drinking game based upon our podcast.
So should we play our own drinking game?
Or
is that just too much to keep up with?
Probably never finish the podcast. Yeah. But
well, I mean, there have been some times where we've struggled just to get to the end because maybe we've had a little bit too much of...
too much coffee can get you too hyper and you can't concentrate on a topic. Yeah. So I've got a question for you here.
Okay.
And surprisingly enough, this does come from, I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not going to insult him, from somebody...
Don't mispronounce somebody's name. That's mean.
Martin? No, actually, this is a dude from New Delhi in India. He says, have you watched any Bollywood movies since the podcast you did?
You know, I would love to say I have, but we're honest on this podcast. I honestly haven't. I have not watched any yet. I'm not saying I'm not going to, because I truly have plans that I will watch some Bollywood movies. I'm a little bit fascinated with that. Not as much as I'm fascinated with some other topics, but I do want to watch a Bollywood movie. I think maybe we need to pick like a really good Bollywood movie. You and I sit together, one you haven't seen, I haven't seen, we watch it together and we do a movie review of a Bollywood movie.
Well, I started watching one, right? It's a martial arts one, and like for whatever reason,
wait, stop.
Yeah,
there are martial arts Bollywood movies.
Well, actually, there are some Indian martial arts which are supposedly pretty good, but anyway, and I can't remember the title of it because I downloaded it without subscribing to it, and
you didn't subscribe to the Indian version of Netflix.
No, I got it on BitTorrent.
Ah,
yeah. So anyway,
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, well, I downloaded it anyway. I started watching it, and there was this man. I think he was a farmer because he had a lot of cows in his backyard, and he had two wives, which I thought was a basic mistake. So anyway, from what I could gather after the first dancing scene in it, where these people were coming to like take over his land or steal the cows or steal his wives, I couldn't really tell because they were speaking in that language.
Yeah, but
I can't
understand. This could honestly be a premise of a Texas movie.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's kind of Indian version of Eminent Domain or whatever they call it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I have a feeling you're about to spin it to where
it's not going to be
Texas.
Yeah, no. So he got into some like real good moves. All these people pulled out of these black limousines and they had had sunglasses on and that, you know, he kicked the poop out of all of them and his wives were clapping in the background, started to dance. He joined in the dancing, and I'm pretty sure it was like a Chick-fil-A commercial where some of the cows actually started joining in. And then I turned it off because it was time to go to bed. But yeah, so that's part of the Bollywood movie I watched. I probably need to refine that because it's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was only about 20 minutes in as well. I don't know what they're going to do with the extra 57 minutes in the movie. I think it maybe peaked at minute 16, but
yeah. No, that totally makes sense. So, next question for you.
Yeah.
Wolf, you mentioned sponsors jokingly a lot. I don't think you mentioned that a lot. But anyway, the question is, you mentioned sponsors jokingly a lot. Do you actually seek out sponsors on your show?
Well, we hope that a representative of anybody who could possibly sponsor us will actually reply or send us an email. So, which is why I say, like, you know, if there are any zoos in the North Texas area who do not yet have a sponsor, then contact us at thewolfandtheshepherd@gmail.com. You know, because I figure, like, we can't be choosy at this point, can we? Because we've got free beer.
Right.
Which is the one thing you wanted, and this was your one thing about why we were starting the podcast.
Wait, not just me.
Yeah, was
I
you?
Think we both wanted that. So
well, you wrote it down twice out of three things that you would like from doing a podcast. So
no,
now
that's
it is
true.
You. Yeah. So anyway, that's so true. We got free beer out of it. So I figure from
now at this point we need to shout out Alien Ale.
Alien
beer.
Ale.
They are our main sponsor.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you, Alien Ale.
Yep, thank you. But yeah, the other sponsors I figured of, like, you know, somebody from Discovery Plus, somebody from Fort Worth Zoo, you know, that acupuncturist center.
Do you think if the Fort Worth Zoo sponsored us, they would name animals after us?
Well, that was pretty much the point, because I don't know what they're going to give us,
yeah,
other than free popcorn to feed the llamas. I mean, what are they going to offer us?
So
season pass?
Well, that wouldn't be too bad. I mean, you have a kid, I have kids, right? So that wouldn't be a bad deal. But if you were going to have an animal at the Fort Worth Zoo named after you, what animal would that be? And no, you can't pick a wolf.
Well, I don't have any. I don't have any wolves at Fort Worth Zoo.
Oh, okay. Well, they have dogs.
I think they have some prairie dogs, which aren't
thing.
Are
I
they?
Mean, there's people that walk around with, like, CNI dogs and service animals.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to take somebody off the path and say, "Hey, does your CNI dog have a name? If we give you $10, can we rename it?"
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea.
I think you should get named after a duck-billed platypus.
Why does Wolf the duck? Bill platypus kind of
well because you've got a duck bill platypus, right? And so you have Wolf
aren't
the duck
they
bill platypus
or no. It's another animal.
No, that's the woolly mammoth you're thinking of.
No, it's a duck type animal I was thinking of. The dodo.
Oh, the dodo bird.
Yeah, dodo. Yeah, it's not ducky, is it? Can't fly though, same thing.
Yeah,
but hold on a moment, ducks can fly. Hold up. No, I don't know, actually. I don't really know if I want to burden any animal in there with that much responsibility.
That is a lot of responsibility for an animal.
Because you call, like, you know, an animal Max, it's like Maximus, Maximum, blah, blah, blah. It kind of gives this kind of, you can reach your full potential thing. You kind of give it my name and it's like, well, that's just weird.
No, that's a good point.
I've got a good question for you here. And this was actually asked by four different people.
Four different people.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Do you really hate Canadians and cats?
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
that's the end of that one. What's my next question?
All right. So your next question is, I like your podcast. Is that really a question?
Well, I don't know. There's two people said that. So I thought I'd just make a comment on that.
Yeah. It literally says, I like your podcast. Well, first of all, I know this was kind of directed towards you, but first of all, we appreciate that, obviously.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you. There was a girl called Immersusin who wrote that.
I'm glad you pronounced that name. Cause
I think it was actually Turkish because it had a lot of those symbols over the letters. And
oh, kind of like Tool whenever they bring out songs and they use these bizarre letters.
Yeah, anyway,
so
she likes her podcast. So I know it's not a question, but I just figured that would be a good chance for us to say thank you to all of our listeners who like our podcast. Thank you, Immersusin. Or
I was about to say, hey,
or whatever.
Yeah.
How you
please
pronounce
please
it.
Repeat that name. Hey,
thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that made it and easy on me. And she supports
Fenerbahce, which is her favorite soccer team, football team in Turkey. She likes Fenerbahce because she had a logo on her signature thing. Oh, like her thing.
Little, yeah.
Yeah, Fenerbahce. Icon that, or yeah, whatever. Fenerbahce. That's her favorite soccer team. So,
okay.
You know,
good for her.
Go Fenerbahce, MS, and... So is one here.
Hey, by the way, did you see that deal? And maybe I didn't know we were going to go down this route, but there's some soccer team that has been in existence, I guess, for like 14, 15 years and has only won one game.
What, professional soccer team?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
What country?
I don't remember.
This is a terrible follow-up or lead-in for whatever it is.
That was a terrible segue.
Maybe edit that bit out. I don't know.
Probably so. Okay. Or we'll just leave it in because
leave it in. Yeah. It is a good one. And this one literally had your name in all caps. Didn't even bother lowercasing it. Says, you talk about a lot of topics I haven't heard of. A lot of podcasters don't talk about them. For instance, midgets. Who comes up with this stuff? Well, we know the answer's me, but make it a little bit of a longer answer.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah. So, to be honest with everybody, most of the time, the wolf comes up with our topics. I would say probably 70 to 80% of the time, the wolf comes up with the topics. But, you know, in talking about, you know, random stuff, when we're just hanging out or whatever, I might say, hey, let's do a podcast about this or that. One of my topics was the Jerusalem syndrome. I read an article about it. I said, hey, have you ever heard of this? And you said, no, this really sounds interesting. But I'm only responsible for probably 20% of the topics, where the wolves are responsible for, you know, 80% of the topics that we talk about.
Now, is it true that if you look up midgets and podcast on the interwebs, that we are like number one or number two in the entire world of podcasts on midgets?
It's kind of bizarre. There's a few of the topics that we've done that if you type in that...
Yeah, that, we are number one. Yeah,
that topic name, and then you put the word podcast after it, we're on the front page of Google.
Yeah.
And so... We sit there, and of course, when I scratch my head, at least I have luxurious hair that I can scratch my head. You scratch your head, and then you
have greasy Jewish hair.
No, it's beautiful. Beautiful locks. But yeah, we like to talk about stuff across a variety of topics.
We touch the topics other people are afraid to talk about. Mainly because they have some money and are afraid of being sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mainly why we do it. But, yeah.
One of our podcasts, we talked about cancel culture, right?
Yeah.
And we just said, you know, we wouldn't even know if we got canceled. So
who would know?
Yeah.
Who's going to drop us, honestly?
Yeah, we don't care.
But also, on the topic of midgets, which I brought up there, and we are, like I said, if you type in midgets and podcast, we are one of the foremost experts on midgets in the world. What did you send me a picture of last night when you were at the store?
I was fascinated because I was in the grocery store last night and there was a midget in there.
Yeah. And tell us more details because I saw the photo.
Yeah, I know that's where you're leaning towards. Yeah. Because look, I'm pushing my little buggy along. I'm actually buying groceries for my parents who, until last night, my parents had went through some surgeries and everything and they weren't allowed basically to drive, so I had to go pick up stuff and everything for him. And so I got my dad home and everything last night, and my mom said, hey, I need you to run to the store and get some stuff for me. And I said, okay. So I go into the store, I'm pushing the buggy along, looking at the list that my mom has written out for me to take stuff home to them. And I turn the corner and there's a midget, and not only that, but he's on a scooter. He's on a little two-wheel scooter, and he's just, like, going through the store, and I froze. I had that moment where I said, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
It felt like some kind of surreal experience, and I immediately, secretly took a picture of him and texted it to you and said, you are not going to believe what I'm looking at right now, and you texted me back, and you said, what is wrong with you? And I said, well, I just can't help myself. I can't move. Yeah. I feel like I'm frozen in time because I've taken this picture and now I'm staring at this poor guy And he's kind of looking at me like, why are you staring at me? But I'm so fascinated. I just can't let go of the fact that you're in the store and you're buying cookies and you're on a scooter. Like, I just want to pick you up and take you home.
Yeah. Well, I did have some good advice to you as soon as you sent me that photo, though, if you remember.
Yes.
I said, kidnap him, put him in the back of the car, lock the car, but put him in there with food and water, bring him to the studio tomorrow, and we'll interview him.
The problem was, when I finally read that, he had already left the aisle and I'd already left the
store. Super quickly on his scooter.
Yeah. And I couldn't do anything until he left the aisle.
I don't care how short I don't care how short the legs are. If they're on a scooter, it's a hard race, isn't it? It's true. A hard foot race.
No, that's very true. Yeah, very true. All right, so next question for you. How much time do you have to explain to the shepherd the difference in culture?
None, really, because I normally just put the words in there and I wait till the shepherd calls me out on the show. And so then I explain it, because most of our listeners are from America. So I figured that would be the great opportunity to explain to them the differences in linguistics and stuff. So no, literally none. I don't give him any heads up. I don't tell him in advance what certain phrases or words mean. This one's blowing smoke up your ass. What's this one from?
I doubt that.
M.AX in Fort Worth, Texas. That sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah.
It goes here. You have a great voice. Have you ever thought about voiceovers, ads, etc.? Oh, hold on. This is from your mom's email address. This is in my phone.
Yeah. So,
all right. So your mom wants to know, right? Have you ever thought, because I don't know if she's like disappointed with your current lifestyle choice in terms of career and all that, but your mom wants to know, have you ever thought about voiceovers and ads?
No.
Right.
No.
I'll just send her a text, because she's not going to listen to the podcast anyway.
Well, no, you should probably put a piece of paper in the mail, because she doesn't know how to respond to text messages.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you're up next. This is from Patrick B. Okay. You seem quite passionate about the supernatural. For example, Halloween, witches, vampires. Is this a personal interest to you?
Well, again, this comes back to the we touch upon subjects which everybody else is afraid to touch upon. We discuss those things which, you know, people are too scared to talk about, but also we needed a space filler in a couple of episodes. So yeah, no, I do love the supernatural. Never really been haunted. Well, not by ghosts, I don't think. No, I just think it's an interesting topic, because you can't really prove or disprove anything about it, and everybody has an opinion on it, even if it's very for or very against. And, you know, I think our double Halloween special we did last year, which we're not even going to bother doing another Halloween episode this year, because we're just going to regurgitate that one, because we were at our infancy and we don't think that many people have probably listened to it. So we're just going to do the same episodes again this year. Yeah, no, I do love supernatural stuff. I love the spooky stuff. I watch a lot of spooky shows. I watch a lot of horror shows.
Well, you are a big fan of horror movies.
I am a fan of horror. Yeah, especially vampires and werewolves. Not in the same show, though, because whenever you put them in the same show, I don't like that. Like, you know, Twilight, didn't really appreciate that. And the, what is it? The Underworld movies? Whatever it was with the...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
I picture you locking yourself in a room.
Yeah, and the vampire diaries, all sorts of stuff. I mean, I like it until they start mixing and matching, thinking we're all on the same page, but we're not on the same page. Werewolves have got nothing in common with vampires and vice versa. And we did do that great show on vampires.
Yeah.
Right.
But I still picture you locking yourself in a room, reading the Twilight books, pretending that you're a part of that little atmosphere, you know, that world of Twilight.
Yeah.
Just pretending that you're Edward and Bella just loves you.
Oh, look at you knowing all the names, mate. Look at that. Gave yourself away there, didn't you? So, no, I would lock myself in a room and I would listen to the audiobooks on audible.com, who also carry our podcast. Mm. So,
well, I would say you were, what's the name of the guy that was the werewolf?
Jacob.
Oh, listen to you go now.
Well, yeah. How am I not going to know that one, mate?
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So you were sitting there pretending you were one of the werewolves in those books. So you were locking yourself in the room saying, yeah, I'm one of the werewolves in this Twilight.
Well, actually, saga. The second movie, I don't know if it is New Moon or whatever, the second movie, one of my favorite songs is that Tom York song, Hearing Damage, and where it's the werewolf is following the car. I think, I don't know if Bella's in it or whatever. I don't know if it's in like Washington or wherever.
Can we stop right now and just
brilliant
say,
song. I like that song, Hearing Damage by Tom York, and it was in one of those movies. So let's
exactly.
just leave it there.
Let's please stop
fantastic,
talking about Twilight.
Fantastic song. My son please. Loves that song as well.
Okay, let's stop talking about Twilight. Right,
is it your turn or my turn now?
No, it's your turn.
All right, so after that last question from your mum, is it true people in the northeast hate your family name?
Yes.
Elaborate.
So the Billington family originally came over on the Mayflower, but we're related to those people, but not directly. So you have this Mayflower society. I think it's called the Descendants of the Mayflower, and they literally have a little house there in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And I think it's called the Mayflower Descendants, something, whatever. My family line comes from the brother of John Billington, who came over on the Mayflower. And I did a lot of genealogy. My father had spent years of his life trying to trace us back, trying to figure out where we came from. And, you know, in England, Billington, that's an English name.
Yeah.
And there's a section of Lancashire is how I say it. I don't know if that's the way you say it.
Yeah, Lancashire.
It. Yeah. That's where my family comes from. But it's an interesting little tidbit. In Plymouth, Massachusetts, there's, I think it's Billington Avenue, Billington Boulevard, Billington something. It's like Billington Street, Billington Road, doesn't matter, right? It's the only street in that town that doesn't have a street sign. And there's such an animosity against the Billingtons because of what happened with the way history was rewritten because of my family coming over here. But here's what I would challenge anyone to look up. The only family that survived the first winter when the Pilgrims came over, and my family, the Billingtons that came over, they weren't Pilgrims, they were considered strangers. They were the only family that survived the first winter. And John Billington taught most of them how to hunt, how to survive, but because he didn't want to put up with their BS, he was ostracized. And the murder that he was convicted of, actually, he was shooting somebody that was on his land. So all he was trying to do was defend his land. And because of a kangaroo court, so to speak, he got sentenced to death.
Probably the first Texan in terms of shooting somebody who comes onto your property.
So then people wonder why I'm the way I am. Yeah. Well, it's in my blood.
Right. So, yeah, go on. I think it's your turn next.
Oh, right? Yep. Yeah. No, it's your turn.
I asked you about people hating your family name, mate.
I mean, it's your my turn to ask you a question.
Yeah. Run with it. Go on.
Oh, I love this one. Do you love curry?
Yeah, is that I've
because according
is that
to the question,
it was that the question
no the question that is printed out here, do you love curry? You've mentioned it twice.
Yeah, I've so, mentioned it, and you've mentioned it like three or four times.
I hate curry,
but five this is times but, now
yeah but this is your question.
I do love curry. I learned to love curry in England because we had a lot of Indians, not Native American ones, the ones actually from the country India, you know, set up restaurants in England, fantastic curries. And yeah, I absolutely love curry. It's one of my favorite dishes. I cook a lot of different dishes. As the shepherd has mentioned across various episodes, even when the topic hasn't even come up, he doesn't like it because he had a bad experience once upon a time with a curry.
Hate curry.
And it kind of put him against curries for the rest of his life, or until I can maybe get one under the radar, and he eats it and he's like, oh, this is lovely, what is this? It's like, it's curry. It's like, oh, I didn't like it anyway. Oh. Yeah, so anyway, like that. No, I do love curry, and I thank you. Like, we had, hold on a moment, let me look up it. Yeah, we had eight of them from India. Yeah, we had a lot of questions about asking if I liked curry. So the answer is yes, I do like curry.
Oh, good for you, because yeah. I hate it.
Right, and this is actually, I can't believe that most of our emails are actually from people in India. This one is from somebody else in India. Are you both really terrible at drawing? If so, email me. I can help. I don't think he can help.
I don't think they can help.
I don't think he can help, I'll be honest with you.
To answer the question, yes, we really are that bad at drawing. And no, you can't help.
I don't want to use the S word, but we are crap at drawing.
Yes.
We are crap at drawing. So
we're terrible.
Yeah. So even if we email him, I don't think he can help. Yeah. I'm not going to go on to the next question. You go on to the next question.
Yeah.
Anyone?
I think we need to.
Because I think this next one is actually from the same person, but go on.
Okay. So let's see. The next question here from Sam. So Wolf, you're bad on Zoom. You don't really look at the camera, but your voice sounds really good. Maybe you ought to just not have yourself on camera. Maybe you ought to be just kind of in the darkness.
Now, funnily enough, she actually sent this question to
Wait, hang on.
Real
she?
Email. Yeah, Sam. Yeah, no, she used to play soccer for me. She's at UT at the moment.
Ah.
No, she sent this question to my personal email address as well. First of all, I'm thrown off by the name Zoom. I mean, when you hear Zoom, your first connotation wouldn't be, oh, like, audio visual over the webs kind of contact stuff with it, so the name kind of puts me under undue pressure. But also, I don't like looking at the screen when I'm talking, because I don't see the point. I don't know why you've got to have my face on the screen.
You know, we're not trained journalists by any means, and we struggle with staring into a camera lens, and that's what you have to kind of do on Zoom as a podcaster or as a journalist or whatever. You have to stare into that camera lens, and we're just not used to that. We would rather have somebody sitting here live with us and just talking and doing all that stuff. So yeah. I understand that struggle.
Yeah, I'd rather they picked up on the disassociatization and the disinterest in my voice rather than looking at my face to see I'm not interested, I'll be honest with you. We can make our voices sound passionate and interesting, but when you're having to peer at this really small lens, which if it's on your laptop or on your phone, it's a difficult game.
Either one.
You've got to keep refocusing to this kind of thing on the top of your phone or your laptop, and you're like, okay, can you see me now? Can you see me now? Type thing, and it gets like, well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, we struggle with that. We've honestly talked about setting up cameras in our studio and making our podcast a video podcast where you can see us talking, but do you really care? I don't know why anybody would care to see either one of us. I mean, yeah, if you've got a big time guest that shows up, then yeah, people are going to want to see that. But beyond that, who wants to really look at us talk? I mean, hell, we're surprised that people want to listen to us, for that matter.
I mean, I just want to say in the future, we will continue to use Zoom while people are too scared to come in the studio.
Yeah.
But there are some people we have to use Zoom for because they're in different states, which is fair enough.
Well, not only different states, but different countries.
Yeah, we've done people in England and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're not opposed to that, but... You know, at the same time, some people get so uppity about all this stuff, and that's not us. We're not uppity about it. We really don't care that strongly about it.
Yeah, here's one for you. And actually, this question came from the same guy who asked about whether we're both really terrible at drawing. If so, email me. I can help. So he says, "Who did your logo? It's the best. I can do it better."
I don't believe you.
Well, no, it's the same dude.
Well, same
email address. Well, you can't do the logo better because it's the most perfect logo on the face of the earth.
We got our logo done off the internet. The dude that did it did a fantastic job. We love it.
So for all those people out there with crappy logos, tell them how much we spent on our logo.
$5.
$5. You see our logo? How perfect that is? and how some of you out there may have wasted like hundreds or thousands.
Yeah.
We'll put you in touch with a dude who like knocks this stuff up like in a day and does the most perfect logos ever.
Oh yeah.
And it'll only cost you $5 or maybe $6.50 once we take our $1.50 cut.
You know, the problem is I kind of feel bad because I could have tipped him, but I didn't because I'm so cheap.
Yeah, but on his thing, he said that he like does like hundreds of them a day. He's earning more than you and I are just doing this logo because he's so fantastic at it. He can literally knock up these logos in like 5-10 minutes and just like move on to the next one.
Absolutely.
Plus he's in India, isn't he? So he's being paid in rupees or whatever they get paid in India.
Honestly, I don't know where he's from.
No.
But it's somewhere over there.
He's a genius. So.
Yep. No.
So if you want a new logo, we'll look it up and we'll find the dude for you because he.
Well, I know we've got the email somewhere of his contact information.
Yeah.
But yeah, we love our logo. He did a great job.
Yeah.
Don't remember the dude's name, but I know we've got his contact info somewhere.
Yep.
So, all right. So I only have one more question on my list for you.
All right.
And man, this is a super random question that was kind of asked, but
okay.
I think we probably needed some kind of random questions on here to kind of end this up. So last random question, Jason W. asked, which Marvel character would you marry?
No, I think I saw this one, but marked it as unread. Was there not more to this question?
Wait, now hang on. Which Marvel character would you marry? And it's okay if it would be a gay marriage.
Oh, well, it doesn't narrow it down. That woman from that WandaVision, what's her name? Scarlet Witch, whatever she's called at the moment.
Scarlett Johansson?
No. Not a real name. No, it's that TV show at the moment, WandaVision. The girl who plays the Scarlet Witch, I think it is, because I haven't watched it yet. I've downloaded it illegally, but I haven't watched it yet.
No, and I haven't watched any of that WandaVision either, because I've tried to get my mom to watch WandaVision because my mom's name is Wanda, but she doesn't want
to
watch it.
Have you tried to explain it to her, the Marvel Universe?
I can't even explain the Marvel Universe to myself.
Right, so there's no way she's going to watch it. But no, there's that TV show. I like the girl on that, so I might marry her, but she looks very, very ginger, so I've got a little bit of a pause on that. The Captain Marvel, who when I grew up was always a man, but now in the latest movies is now a female. I kind of like her. One of the X-Men movies, I can't remember the name of the girl, but she was in Game of Thrones. She plays a pretty good character in that. So yeah, one of those three girls. I think I'd go with those. Oh, but also in the X-Men, what's her face? The girl who was in The Hunger Games, what's her name?
Katniss.
Katniss Everdeen. Yeah, her. Yeah, the one who plays
I don't know
her.
What her real name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, the one who plays her, yeah, she was that blue thing in the X-Men. Yeah, she's quite nice. Not as the blue thing in the X-Men, because I wasn't attracted to that at all, but I kind of like her character.
Wait, the woman that played Katniss was the blue thing in
the
Marvel
X-Men.
Universe?
Yeah, in the X-Men, yeah. That's I can't remember a name. Well, I can't remember a name because
it's Scarlett Johansson.
No, son, that was a completely different character in the
Are
X-Men.
You sure?
Yes, 1,000,000%.
Okay.
It's the one who played...
I still think it's Scarlett Johansson.
No, because I know what character you're on about, and that's not her. I know what character you're on about, that's not her.
Catwoman.
No, that's not the Marvel Universe, that's DC.
The capital of the United States?
No, but I'm saying, the person you're on about played a different character in the X-Men.
I'll have to take your word for that.
All right, well, if I think of a name later, I'll... Won't bother mention it because nobody will remember.
Well,
anyway.
So that was my last question.
Yeah. So we got that covered. Some people whose names I can't remember, I'll marry them. So this last one, and like I didn't really like how it started off, and I was going to cut it out, but then the rest of it, I think, rescues it in terms of love. It says, "Are you stupid? I love you, but maybe you are not smart. It's okay though, I'm single." And that's from somebody, I did actually look up the IP address. It's somebody close to the Ukraine.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm stupid.
I love you, but maybe you are not smart. I don't know how those two kind of combine with it.
Yeah, I mean...
No part of that statement has anything in common with the rest of it. It's okay there, I'm single. So there she is, she's in the Ukraine. You want to bring her over or not?
Does Southwest 90-day Airlines...
90-day fiancé.
Yeah, does Southwest Airlines fly over there? Because you can get those cheap, like $49 one-way tickets. That might not be bad, but I don't know how I'm going to convince the wife to bring her over here.
To have a third.
Although, maybe she would be like a cheap babysitter.
Right. And she can watch TV shows with your wife and talk about stupid celebrity crap. And, you know.
No, that's an excellent point.
Yeah. She did actually put a name on it. I didn't put it on here. So maybe we need to look her up on Facebook.
Yeah, let's not divulge her name.
See if it's worth going... kind of pushing that any further forward. But I do actually appreciate, you know, every email we get, even, you know, I mean, these were the prime questions. The ones I kind of got rid of, you should have heard some of those. Yeah, but no, we appreciate, you know, all of the questions we get in through our email address. I mean, obviously keep sending them because, you know, every now and then we do need to kind of revisit what we're doing, and maybe some of these questions can help us to be better. I don't know.
Well, sure, but let's be honest. We struggle with keeping up with our social media and answering emails and all that. I mean, obviously we look at it. I didn't know you were looking at it as much as I initially thought, but we do. We see them, and we're going to pay attention to each one of these, and we're going to be better with that. We're going to try a little bit harder. Everybody that listens to this, they know we're lazy, so... it's taken us how many episodes before we actually started answering some of this stuff? So please.
Technically, I think 57, isn't it? Or is it 58? I don't know.
Yeah, once again, we don't even know that, right? We pay attention to it. So keep sending them in. We like it.
And also, I did actually read a couple of times. I didn't put it on the questions for either of us because... it was just a comment. Somebody said, why don't you use more kind of catchphrases, buzz phrases on your show? Like, you don't really, other than you introducing the episode, we don't really kind of have anything we say frequently other than like copying the Anchorman's I Don't Believe You. You know, we don't really have anything. And he actually put forward, you know, a few suggestions of some phrases we can use just to kind of, from what he says, formulate a better relationship with our listening audience. And that's verbatim there. So one of them he said, and I've always hated this phrase, is like, you know how we do, you know how we do it, that's how we do type stuff. So he thinks we should kind of use one of those phrases, like if ever we do something which we've mentioned before, we should be like, oh yeah, you know how we do, this is how we do, or whatever. What's your thoughts on that?
So I see where you're going with this, but that's just not
it's
us.
It's not really us, is it?
No, yeah. I mean, we're sitting here talking.
Because we don't know how we do we, really?
Do we know how we do?
We don't what know we, what we do, do.
Do we know what we do when we do what we do?
Well, I think by that point we do, but I don't think we could use it as a catchphrase because I don't know. Oh, yeah, this is how we do it on The Wolf and the Shepherd. Yeah, I don't know how we do it on The Wolf and the Shepherd, I'll be honest with you.
Well, we're not that street.
We're not that street.
No,
we have almost no street creds.
Zero.
Because most of our audience are like nerds and most of them are from India. So, no, we don't know.
I mean, if we look at it, we're not street. We're more like boulevard or drive.
We're more suburbs. Like we're more suburb.
Yeah.
Yeah, average house cost is $500,000. We're not really kind of very street-ish, are we? Kinda?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to hang with that.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. I wish we were, but that's not going to happen. I would love to say that we could do that, but we're never going to be there.
Well, also, never gonna be also, there. Also on this, and I kind of was suspicious there might be a commercial angle to this. He asked, do we have rap names? And the last part was, would we be interested in him making a jingle, a song for our show?
Hey, when we started this, we said, hey, let's do the wolf and the shepherd, right? And then we kind of got away from that. It's not like we were trying to hide our names or anything like that. I mean, you go by the wolf, and I said, okay, all right, so you're the wolf. All right, so what can we put with the wolf? And I said, well, how about the shepherd?
Yeah, like, oh. Well, you were lamb for 2 weeks until you got the shepherd.
Yeah, and I'm like, the wolf and the sheep. Yeah, that doesn't work. The wolf and the lamb. Yeah, that doesn't work. And then we come up with the shepherd. And like, oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then we said, hey, let's call you the wolf and I'm the shepherd. And we're not even going to say our real names.
Yeah.
And then we screwed that up too. So,
the shepherd doesn't really rhyme with much, does it? Because like he's offering rap, well, he says about rap names, but it's like, oh yeah, I'm the shepherd. My breath smells of dog turd. I mean, there's not really any way to go with shepherd, is there?
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, so it's that. But also he wants to know if he can write a jingle for us. Now, I'm a bit scared.
Well, I don't see any reason why we can't have somebody write a jingle for us. But obviously, we're going to have to approve it. So they send us a little MP3 file, right? And then we listen to that. It's probably going to take us 2-3 weeks to even listen to it. Then we're going to listen to it, and then we're going to say, well, I don't know, what do you think? I don't know, let's think on it. Then it's going to take us like 2 months to even think about it. Then we're going to forget about it.
Well,
I don't see that being a good deal.
Well, I just hope, actually, that it is somebody from the United States or from England, because I can see him rhyming wolf with golf. Because he's going to look at it and it's be like, OLF, same last 3 letters in both words. So wolf and golf definitely kind of rhyme. So, yeah.
Well, exactly, because you talk funny.
All right. Well, I'm just not going to reply to him, because he actually gave us an ultimatum at the end of it.
By the way, that's an interesting point. Have we replied to any of these people? Is this our version of replying to everybody?
We haven't replied to anybody.
Okay. No, I think that's the best thing that we've done.
That's why I keep doing the markers unread, because I was thinking you were going to be replying to people. But I haven't replied to anybody, literally, other than Sam, who I know anyway.
Well,
I haven't replied to anybody.
And now that I took my phone out and kind of looked at her Instagram, I realized why you replied to her.
Yeah. But,
so with all that said, please keep sending in the questions.
Yeah.
We'll take some time to go through all these. I'm beside myself that we've had so many questions come in, and we certainly appreciate those.
Let's do a summer solstice special of like, because that's a little bit of a way away, and we'll answer the next batch of questions around the summer solstice.
Are we going to be able to remember that?
No.
Okay. No, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, with all that said, thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. We certainly appreciate all the support, and make sure to tell all your friends about how much we research everything that we talk about, and that's why you should listen to us.
For sure.
You know what? That was such a terrible ending, right? I should probably redo that ending. You know, I was sitting here and I was saying, you know, look, we didn't even want to go this route, but let's talk for maybe 2-3 minutes about Clubhouse. So we've been on Clubhouse now for a while, and we know there's some people on Clubhouse that are starting to listen to this podcast, and everybody's trying to tell us how to be a podcaster. And it's always about, hey, you've got to give this action statement. You need to be able to say, hey, you need to go on and you need to say, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and all that. And I hate watching YouTube videos where like, oh, subscribe and hit that bell and all that crap. I mean, that just wears me out.
Yeah. Does
it not wear you out too?
Yeah. I mean, I like Clubhouse because it connects us with people in the same realm of interest, but we haven't really met that many people who do the same type of podcast we do. A lot of them do, you know, some pretty serious podcasts on some really good topics, and, you know, a lot of them are, you know, kind of leaders in their field, but It's hard to kind of find people who approach podcasts like we do, because we do the opposite direction of technology, in that our podcasts are basically, we're up against some second grader who's got a smartphone, whereas we have access to the local library. And we discuss topics based upon, you know, an assignment due like 9 o'clock the next morning. And so we go with as limited information, which cannot be backed up with any sources whatsoever, or we've made the sources up. You know, I mean, I think we definitely have an audience, so the people who can't be bothered to research anything, and some people who just want to laugh at some stuff, which is otherwise unlaughable at. Like, you know, we made fun of those commercials late at night where the dogs are homeless and need a home. We kind of made fun of that. Probably shouldn't have, but whatever. But yeah, I think anything which entertains or gets people to listen, I think is a good thing. I mean, if you want to listen about how somebody gets the grass greener in their front yard, then awesome. But I don't know if you can do a podcast series on it, because I think you can get that out of the way in about 40 minutes. But we have a lot to say on topics which people just don't want to talk about.
I know we've enjoyed the Clubhouse space, but we're not going to change what we're doing. I've been in some of these Clubhouse rooms and they constantly say, oh, you have to have this call to action. You know, you have to tell people that they got to do a certain thing. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We're never going to be those people.
Mainly because we don't understand like 90% of the buzzwords and phrases they're using.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, we don't, but we're not going to be that.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what monetizing my stream means. I don't know whether it means like throwing dollar bills when I'm taking a pee. I just don't know what that means.
Yeah. We're still trying to figure out why people care about our opinion and everything on the podcasting world. We're going to be us. So I tried right there to give that kind of ending that I always do and try to spin that in that method that all these other podcasters do. And I'm like, this sucks.
Is this the right?
I hate it. Look, you and I, you're you and I. We're not going to change unless somebody writes us a multi-million dollar check.
Is this the right time to tell you, like, one of the comments we got on our email, and this dude listens to us on iTunes, and he said, I don't care about your opinion. I forget what podcast it was about. He goes, I like you. You entertaining. I give you 5 star.
So, yeah, there you go. That's our audience, and we're good with that.
Yep.
So with all that said, thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd, and we will catch you on the next one.